A Virgin's Manifesto, posted on the blog of Girl Geek on March 14, 2013. I will shock most of you, I think, by stating that at the nearly unthinkable age of 22, I still possess an intact hymen. No, I won't answer any questions about why this is. Yes, I am heterosexual. No, I won't go out on a date with you. Throughout history, there has been a global truth established that a woman has higher personal value if she has kept herself pure until she reaches the married state. It is ubiquitous across all cultures. In certain countries, that value is more than moral or philosophical. It's monetary. In India, for example, a husband expects to pay a bride wealth to his bride's family in exchange for her purity. In old Europe, a bride's family put up the money, called a dowry, that helped her make a favorable match. Money and property changed hands between the patriarchs of powerful families, and for all this, a woman was de-virginized on her wedding night, whether she loved her new husband or not. Usually not. Sex with a virgin was so valued in Japan that a wealthy man could sponsor a young apprentice geisha called a maiko. All of her upbringing and training with a mentor geisha was paid for, her living expenses and many luxuries provided by his hand, and in return for this enormous expenditure, the man gained the rite of mizuage, the ritual in which he was given the privilege of taking her virginity. It was expected that he would never see her again. So this expense was for that one night only. Virgins weren't just bartered to powerful and wealthy men, however, but were of value to the gods of the ancients across all cultures as well. Virgin sacrifices to the gods represented the ultimate offering in exchange for something needed, most usually by men. In legendary ancient Greece, the offended goddess Artemis demanded a virgin sacrifice in payment for the insult rendered against her by Agamemnon. The Greeks desperately needed the wind to sail for Troy in order to wage war, but the goddess had prevented it. Agamemnon's daughter, Iphigenia, and her mother, Clytemnestra, were tricked into appearing at the altar of sacrifice, with the promise of her impending wedding to the hero Achilles. Instead, Iphigenia was slain, and the winds promptly blew. Off the previously becalmed heroes sailed, hardly fazed. The ultimate prize in all of these examples was the woman's virginity, and in most cases, the woman in question hardly profited from keeping herself pure. So I ask, in our day and age, can a woman change this pattern and profit from her own purity? I find myself in the unusual position of being able to find out. I've decided to decry the crimes and impositions put upon my sisters from the beginning of time until now, and I offer, therefore, a new paradigm. One where a woman can sell her purity and enjoy the fruits thereof. The right to my virginity will be ceded to the highest bidder.